The United States Census Bureau released a new report analyzing the nation's linguistic diversity. New York is the most linguistically diverse city in the world, and academics are racing around its boroughs to study some of the most endangered languages on Earth. According to gubernatorial candidate Tim James's new advertisement, Alabamians should only speak English, and the European Union's Heiko Herman recited his latest verse to the Japanese Prime Minister during a joint news conference. I'm Daniel from Alta Language Services, and this is the Beyond Words podcast. We'll look at those stories and more on this week's installment of the Language News Report.
You're listening to Beyond Words.
On Tuesday, the United States Census Bureau released a report showing that the population speaking a language other than English at home has increased by 140% in the past 3 decades. The report, which analyzes data from 1980 to 2007, reveals that the number of people in the U.S. 5 and older who spoke a language other than English at home has more than doubled in the last 3 decades. 55.4 million people, or roughly 20% of the population older than 5, reported speaking a language other than English. When combined, English and Spanish speakers total more than 34 million. Almost 3 million people speak Chinese, and more than 1 million people speak Tagalog, French, Vietnamese, German, and Korean. Among the cities with the highest concentration of foreign language speakers is New York. And last week, the New York Times reported on efforts by the City University of New York to document disappearing languages in the city. Daniel Kaufman, an adjunct professor of linguistics at the university's Graduate Center, helped start the Endangered Language Alliance. The project attempts to record endangered languages throughout the city. New Yorkers might speak as many as 800 languages. The Endangered Language Alliance will focus on languages spoken in New York like Aramaic, Chaldic, Mandaic, Bukhari, Irish Gaelic, or Kashubian. In an interview, Professor Kaufman said, "We're sitting in an endangerment hotspot, where we are surrounded by languages that are not going to be around even in 20 or 30 years." Archaeologists have discovered an ancient language in Teotihuacan, Mexico. BBC reporter Rajan Datar traveled to the dig site and spoke with Professor Ruben Cabrera Castro from the National Institute of Anthropology and History about the findings.
This is an incredible discovery. The earliest recorded symbols, engravings from the Teotihuacan period, they prove that there was a form of language, written communication. Now, these were found in the mid-90s, and it's taken that long until now for them to be shown to the public. This is the first time these have been shown on television. They'll be open to the public later on this year.
Public interest in the Persian language, also known as Farsi, has grown steadily during the last decade. According to a survey by the Modern Language Association, the number of college students learning Persian grew by more than 80% between 2002 and 2006. Washington Post reporter Michael Allison Chandler writes that fluency in Persian is now being considered an essential skill for government jobs in defense and intelligence. But only a handful of universities in the U.S. currently offer degree programs in the language. Researchers have found that an often undiagnosed or misdiagnosed disorder can hinder a student's ability to learn languages. Tara Parker Pope from the New York Times looked at the disorder called Auditory Processing Disorder, or APD. Auditory processing disorder interferes with the brain's ability to recognize and interpret sounds, and can also obstruct an individual's ability to filter out sounds while listening. Researchers estimate that 2 to 5% of children might have the disorder. Lois Cam Heyman, an auditory therapist, says APD can affect how a child is going to learn speech and language. Herman Van Rompuy ended a Tokyo news conference about the Greek debt crisis with, can you guess? A haiku. The Telegraph reports that Mr. Van Rompuy said, "The sun is rising, sleeping yet in Europe, but still the same sun." In April, Mr. Van Rompuy, who has garnered the nickname Haiku Herman, released a book of his poetry.
Between poetry and politics, I do not see many links. Between poet and politicians, there are many more. Thus, a haiku poet in politics cannot be extravagant, no super vain, nor extremist. He should incorporate into his action a sense of balance, the desire for simplicity and harmony, the feeling of being part of a larger part.
In an essay in this month's Foreign Policy, translator Edith Grossman argues for the importance of literary translation. She laments the fact that major publishers are resistant to translated material, and states that translations only account for 2-3% of books published each year in the United States and Britain, while they make up almost 35% of publications in Latin America and Western Europe. Grossman writes, "We are in a world whose shrinking store of languages comes to roughly 6,000, a world where isolationism and rampaging nationalism are on the rise, and countries are beginning to erect actual as well as metaphorical walls around themselves. I do not believe I am overstating the case when I say that translation can be, for readers as well as writers, one of the ways past a menacing babble of incomprehensible tongues and close frontiers into mutual comprehension. It is not a possibility we can safely turn our backs on." Last week, one of Alabama's gubernatorial candidates, Tim James, released this political advertisement.
"I'm Tim James. Why do our politicians make us give driver's license exams in 12 languages? This is Alabama. We speak English. If you want to live here, learn it. We're only giving that test in English, if I'm governor."
Since initially airing, the ad has gained national media attention and become a source of controversy both within and outside of Alabama. And also last week, the grocery store chain Winn-Dixie introduced a new translation service at 62 of its pharmacies. It's called Winn-Dixie Prescription Connect Translate, and the service features more than 100 languages, including Arabic, Cantonese, French, German, Hindi, Japanese, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Vietnamese. The Orlando Business Journal says the program will provide the chain's pharmacists and customers with interpreters. You've been listening to the Beyond Words Language News Report. You can find links to all these stories on the Beyond Words blog. The podcast has been a production of Alta Language Services. Alta has 30 years of experience providing professional translation services, language testing, and language training to government agencies, corporations, and nonprofit organizations worldwide. For more information, you can visit our website at altalang.com. That's altalang.com. Thanks for listening and join us next time.